Calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Great. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I'm neutral on that. Is that an option?
Approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance
approve.
Of governor?
Approve.
Okay. Approve. Thank you. Would you say things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
The wrong track. Okay. Would you say things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track as well.
Wrong too. Okay. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I do not.
Don't. Okay. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. And thinking about only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Okay. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
On the right track.
The right track. Okay, thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts. Giving a parent a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay, thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation? I'm sorry?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
Likely.
More likely? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They're not zoned for, they should not.
Shouldn't, okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
I feel like they should.
They should, okay, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I think they should.
Should, okay, thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I support it.
Okay, thank you. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
It should.
Should. Okay. Thank you very much. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I do not support.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I support.
Support, thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language, making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children?
I support.
Support. Okay.
Yep.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Can you repeat that? I missed a little bit of it.
No problem. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I oppose.
All right. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I'd like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There's moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's inadequate.
Okay, thank you. Right now, Virginia's General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high, medium, low priority, or is not a priority?
High priority.
A high priority, okay. One idea that's being offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. We're almost there. Thank you very much for your patience. Quickly moving on, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crime line to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Okay. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely to support.
Okay, thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely to support.
Okay. All right. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely, okay. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
I would support.
Strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay, thank you. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should be able to inform them.
Should, okay. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers?
I feel like they should, yes.
Okay, thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I think it should.
Should, okay, thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
It should.
Should, okay. All right, we're almost done now. Again, I thank you very much for your patience. Moving on, in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. So by 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. And by 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I support repealing the law.
Support repealing, okay. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia doesn't do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should.
Should, okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. What is your age, please?
36.
36, okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic,
White,
Latino,
Caucasian.
Asian? Thank you very much. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
Yes.
All right, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a good
have
one.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, you too. All right, bye-bye. Appreciate it.